Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It is the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. You just heard the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
My name is Alec Medford of the KNC Masterpiece. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, Left Bank, 629 Staten Street. There's also a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, to get those in if you have any shout-outs to make here on this holiday week. And now we turn back to the Dallas Cowboys and chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Mickey, good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning, Alec. Chris, what's going on?
Not much, man. We just had some fun with Jerry Jones.
Chris, I would imagine. Did you open Buffalo Wild Wings for him?
Yeah, and he opened up a can of worms that I need. Chris, I need you to ask Mickey if he's ever tried.
I think Mickey might have been at that media day. Tuesdays back in the day, Jerry used to have a luncheon. Remember?
Yeah.
Landry used to do it, then Jerry took it over at Valley Ranch. And I remember this one Tuesday, and I was talking to Jerry about this about 10 minutes ago. He served up some cab fries and didn't tell anybody what they were. And the media was just eating all this food, and then all of a sudden, somebody said, "What is this?" And he said, "Well, first it's a bull, then it turns into a steer once you chop off that part."
Now that you mention it that way, I think I remember that.
Yeah, I was looking at guys wanting to throw up.
You know, the first time I ever had those, I was in. So this goes way back, right? Mm-hmm. It was on the Big 8 Skyriders tour.
Okay.
So, and we were in Colorado.
In yeah, because they call them Rocky Mountain Oysters.
And they called them Rocky Mountain Oysters. Yeah.
Yep.
And I tried them and actually liked them too.
Uh-huh.
Huh. So,
yeah, Alec,
it's a delicacy. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's exactly a delicacy that I have yet to try, and I don't know if that'll ever get crossed off of the bucket list. I don't know if it's on the bucket list at all.
It
probably tastes like chicken. Who knows?
I swear, every time I hear someone say that about any kind of food, I instantly think, you are wrong. You are baiting me. You are trying to get me to try something that I'm not going to like.
All I can tell you is, you know, I always say if it's not chicken, beef, or pork, it's gamey.
Yeah.
So it is a little gamey.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, oily, like greasy.
Oh, that doesn't
help. Because they fry them, right?
Yeah, exactly, because they fry them.
That doesn't help. Well, before I get that image in my head any further, Mickey, I asked Jerry about CeeDee Lamb, the process going into that. And, you know, it was just, he said it was a collaborative effort between CeeDee and the team. But also followed up and asked if they were still in the playoff hunt, would he have been put on injured reserve and would his season still be over? And it sounded like CeeDee still would have been out there playing if they were in the hunt. And that just feels on brand for the kind of competitor that CeeDee is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's probably pretty accurate. I think we could tell what he was going through. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it here or where, but it was like, well, the only way to decrease the pain is not get tackled.
Right.
You know, go score a touchdown every time. Mm-hmm. You may not get tackled in the end zone, but every time he got tackled, you could see the grimace on his face, and he needed to take a minute or so to kind of recover. But the fact that this last game, he had seven catches for, I think it was 103 yards, rather remarkable playing with one good shoulder, right? Brian Schottenheimer said, he said the guy's just an absolute warrior, and he was giving it up for the team. And, you know, and he's not the only one. If you think about some of the other guys that hadn't been practicing and still playing, it's rather amazing. You know, Nick Vigil, I don't think he's practiced since. He told me he hurt his foot
in
Pittsburgh. Right?
Yeah.
And for the majority of the rest of the weeks, he was not practicing other than maybe doing the kind of it's kind of a fast walkthrough on Saturday they do. And then he's playing special teams. And then this past week, he starts the game at linebacker because Kendricks, who had been playing through some things, finally it was like 90 minutes before the game, it's like, yeah, I don't think I can go. And so they told Vigil right when they announced the inactives that, hey, you're starting. And he hadn't practiced all week. And then he goes out and leads the team in tackles. There's a lot of guys right now that playing through things. And even, you know, Micah missed those four games. And I asked him yesterday, I said, but you came back, but how many games did it take you to be yourself? Like you feel like you're really back from that high ankle sprain. He said probably two games. And we see what he did and the defense has done since he returned. Brandon Cooks could have called it quits. He missed seven games and then came back and played. Deron Bland spent 11 games on injured reserve. We forget all this stuff when we sit there and try to assess what happened this season. Yeah. A lot of bad things happened. And a lot of it due to a lot of the injuries that they suffered. CD now is the sixth Pro Bowl guy that landed at some point on injured reserve, either for the rest of the season or part of the season. That's a lot of talent missing and a lot of talent taking up salary cap room too, by the way.
Hey, Mick, you talking about this season being so strange, and it has been strange because the assignment, and I've been talking about this for a little while, the assignment for the core group of veterans and the coaching staff, basically since Jason Garrett's been here, is get out of the first round. Everybody wants to see the Cowboys at least get out of the first round. It'd be nice if you got to the NFC Championship game or Super Bowl. That'd be great. But at least get out of the first round. So going into this season, I think everybody was having that same expectation. And then the season happens, and
you
start off slow, and then the injuries started piling up. And yet, and this is what I brought up to Jerry, you look at these other organizations that are struggling around the NFL, and there's infighting, there's finger-pointing, there's coaching staff disarray or general managers and front office, whatever. It's all this drama, and that's not what has been happening here. In fact, I think there's a lot of fans who want to skip the season are mad that they're winning some games. In fact, Mickey, you probably saw this. I think the Cowboys have the second best road record in the entire NFL, 5-2.
Well, you know what? And this is kind of ridiculous. And I know it's mathematical, right? I don't know if it's practical. That if they win the last two games and finish with a winning record, they would be 5-1 in the division. They would have the best record in the NFC East division record, right?
Right.
5-1. And you're sitting there going, okay, and then they finished 9-8. It's a winning season. And
Six Pro Bowlers out.
Yeah, and I pointed it out the other day that, you know, four consecutive winning seasons, to find more, you got to go back to 2005 through 2009.
Nine.
Yeah. So,
it's bizarre.
I know, and it's not what everybody expected. And after 3-12-5s, you're figuring, well, now it's going to be 13-4. Well,
get out of the first round.
That
That's the assignment.
Yeah, I know.
In fact,
that's what they were planning on, right?
Yeah.
Until you lose, you know, we can start with Sam Williams, who was supposed to be a starting defensive end, and then you lose DeMarcus Lawrence. Then you lose Marshawn Nealon, and then you lose Micah Parsons, and it just went on and on and on at all the positions. So now think about this. So you don't have CeeDee Lamb for Sunday against Philadelphia. So who are your top three wide receivers? We can start with Brandon Cooks, right? I don't know that now. He's saying he can play, but Jalen Tolbert sitting there practicing with his pinky finger that got compound dislocation. Ooh, and so just so everybody understands that, what it means is when the finger dislocated, part of the bone that dislocated busted through the skin.
Ooh.
And he had to have four stitches to close the wound. Well, now he's practicing with those his pinky finger and his ring finger next to it wrapped up in a big bandage. And I said, you practice that way? And he goes, well, he goes, I did everything but catch the ball because I didn't want to break the, you know, the stitches. I said, you think you can play on Sunday? He goes, oh, I'm going to try. So now that would be your next receiver, and then who's up after that? Well, top Turpin, Flournoy. Brooks missed the game last week, but he's back on the practice field. So that's the
from
receiver.
Carolina?
Yeah, and Mingo, yeah. And so those are the receivers you're going into the game with, and it's like, okay, Cooper Rush, go at it.
Mickey Spagnuolo joining us right here on 105.3 The Fan. It was almost tongue-in-cheek when I asked Jerry about it, but I did throw out Jonathan Mingo out there, and he did say that he expects him to get more work, and he's excited to see him. As of right now, we've really only seen him as a blocker on the outside. Do you think that you would at least entertain the idea of giving him some downfield work and seeing what could happen?
Well, I think out of necessity, you just might have to, right?
Sure.
He had 15 snaps in the previous game against Tampa Bay. I don't remember them targeting him, and that means what? Either the play was, like you said, maybe it was running plays, maybe the play call didn't, you know, bring the ball his way, or he wasn't open. One of those three things, right? But yeah, now you got to go out there. And they're going to need somebody to step up if they're going to create enough offense to be able to score points. Because I would imagine Philadelphia is going to do what Tampa Bay did. Tampa Bay made the bet that you are not going to run the ball against us. We're going to stop the run, and if you beat us, you're going to have to throw the ball. Well, they stopped the run, but they didn't stop Cooper Rush, believe it or not, or CeeDee Lamb. And the Cowboys were able to score enough points to win, and they lost the bet. Now, will Philadelphia do the same thing? Now, Philadelphia's defense might be good enough to do, you know, stop whatever, you know, everything without selling out to stop one thing. I'll be interested to see how they play it, but I'm thinking when you're short on wide receivers, they're thinking, okay, we can stop the pass. Now, we're going to make sure that, Rico Dowdle doesn't get his necessary yards to go to 1,000 for the season.
Hey, Mick, this game was flexed to 12 noon. Next weekend, when the Cowboys take on Washington down at AT&T Stadium, they have no idea what day it's going to be on, let alone flex the what time. How does that affect anything, or have you talked to anybody out there at the Star on how they're preparing for, you know, the end of the season and the, you know, the schedules and workouts and whatnot?
Like if they have to play on a short week, I don't know. I would think it has to be unless Washington and remember now if Philadelphia should get beat and Washington wins, then that last game is going to be about who clinches the NFC East. And the way the NFL does it is the two teams that are in contention, if they're not playing each other, they got to play at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So they
I don't know that they would move both of those games to Saturday. I would imagine they both would be on Sunday at noon, you would think. Or they start at 3 and one of them, you know, not the 3:25 game. And that all depends on how many West Coast teams you've got playing at home on that final day.
Mickey, I know Kevin and Corey aren't here, but I'm still going to do it to you. It is time for your official...
Very important pick, huh?
Yeah, very.
I'll tell you what, until 3 o'clock yesterday, I was going to pick the Cowboys to win. I just don't know that they create enough offense to be able to do it. I'll take the Eagles 23-17, which beats what the did I see? The Eagles were 9.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But think
right.
about it. They I'm guessing right now, they're not playing with Jalen Hurts.
No, that's what they said.
So you got two backup quarterbacks going at it each other, and I think it's going to come down to which defense plays the best. And the Cowboys better be ready because they're going to get a full load of Saquon Barkley, who right now needs, 268 yards to break Dickerson's record.
Yep.
And you would not like that to happen against you. And
sure.
even though, and by the way, I saw a story where Eric Dickerson is saying, yeah, but I did mine in 16 games. He might need 17, and there better be an asterisk there. But guess what? He broke O.J. Simpson's record. O.J. set it in 14 games, and he didn't get over 2,000 until the 15th game because he was playing 16. So, touche, Eric.
Yeah, hold that, Eric. Thanks, Mickey. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Good deal.
Thanks, man.
See you. There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is the KNC Masterpiece. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth. Select Bank.
Bobby Belt's in the house.
We do have Bobby Belt in the house. Maybe we can drag him into some Forgiveness Friday because coming up next, NIU football, sports fans on Twitter, some dude named Alec Medford. Do any of these deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We will answer all of those next here on The Fan.